Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. I really wish the elections never started being about buying votes and the candidates stuck to the issues without the promise of the purse strings. I know from being alive 68 years or so and being politically coherent for at least 56 of those years, in the good old days, more were talked about policy than how much money we would get if we voted for one candidate or another. I realized as time went on and I became more aware of election rhetoric, it became commonplace to promise more and more free money in order to garner a handle pull in one's favor. The fact of the matter is, once we started down that road of talking less about the issues and more about enriching our constituents, the die had been cast. People now expect the purse to be tossed in their direction in exchange for a vote. Truth be told, people do vote with their wallets. A kind of sad but realistic fact. I am of the belief, had this practice never began in earnest, not only would we not expect it, but government finances would be a lot better off for it. Free money means open cash bigots and higher deficits, and that equates to higher inflation, and like I said last week, don't we have enough of that now? That said, if I ever recorded a useless article or topic in today's newscast is right up there with recommendations to eat right and stay hydrated. Both Trump, Harris, and all politicians for that matter that have come before them in recent decades have spent half the time on the campaign trail promising this and that. This they promise sometimes happens and sometimes doesn't. The that they promise is the free money thing. And that kind of always happens, doesn't it? Yeah, I know the economy is a mess and many don't get that living wage everybody complains about, so they can't afford the living part of the equation. Greedy corporations supposedly mark stuff way up beyond reason and inflation further hammers those that can't afford it. In my humble opinion, most of the problems mentioned above are because politicians promise all that free stuff, and that means more free money and more printed money, because if they don't promise that, the next guy or gal will, and the election handle gets pulled in the wrong direction. It's kind of like the lobbyist situation. The lobbyist with the highest campaign gift gets the nod. Add to that the lucrative jobs from the same companies that go to elected officials after they quit politics, and the whole political environment is likely corrupted beyond measure and beyond what you and I would like, of course. Elections should be based on policy and policy only. Politicians have the power to give away free stuff, I know, but I wish we would establish rules forbidding any mention of that during election time. Stick to the issues and stop promising money. While we're at it, forbid politicians from going to work for any company that lobbies them, or just forbid the lobbying mechanism entirely. And one more thing, politicians should not be allowed to buy or sell stocks during their tenure. Right now, we get the best politicians money can buy. How about we just get the best politicians? In other words, stick to the facts, Jack, and put away the voter checkbook. That does it for today's Money Matters, and I'm watching the markets so you don't have to. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only and may not mean the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters, or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities. I hold a BA in Economics 1979 with honors, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.